Okay, are we ready? Are all these machines and lights in order? Is this big penile super pleasure toy of a microphone working? All right, we will assume that it is. All right, everything seems to be in order. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is The Trial of George W. Bush, Part 3. And this is going to be the conclusion of the trial of George W. Bush, the trial that should be happening for real. And we have everybody here tonight, besides Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. We also have Judge Anthony Scallion, Prosecutor Nancy Pelepsy, and of course, the attorney for the defense, Johnny Cochring, and the defendant himself, although he's proving to be, not to make a statement in support of the defense attorney, but he is proving to be rather incompetent, but he is going to stand trial anyway, because that is the nature of the court climate of these times that he helped establish. So we're going to assume that all these machines are working properly and that each track on volume one of Peace Not War are not really over 60 minutes long, and start off with a track by Public Enemy. And the uncensored version of this video is one of my all-time favorite videos. This is Public Enemy doing Son of a Bush.
Son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
Now here's the pitch. High and inside, certified genocide. Ain't that a push? Repeat, ain't that a push? Out of nowhere, headed to the hot house. Killed 135 at the last count. Texas bounce, Texas bounce, come on. Cats in a cage, got a ghost of a chance of coming back from your whack. Ass killer machine, son of a bush, ain't that a son of a bush? Cats doing bids for the same bush shit that you did.
The farmer.
Serial killer kid, serial killer kid, gone.
He's the son of a bad,
the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man,
son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad,
the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man,
son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
The father, the son. The father, the son. The father, the son, and the holy priest.
Used to make you swing, used to be your thing. Daddy had you under his wing, son of a bush. Bringing kilos to fill up silos, you probably sniff piles. Got inmates in Texas scrubbing tiles. That shit is wild. That shit is wild. CIA child.
The father.
That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Of you, Mr. Big Bad Wolf. So you better not follow me anymore. And furthermore, don't bother any of my friends in Fairyland anymore, because I'll protect them. I'll protect them.
Watch out for the pagans and the heathens, the Babylonians and the demons, politicians who deceiving, Freemasons and the New World Order, yo. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Start with that Bush bitch, I strangled and choke him. Shoot him and smoke him. The only reason he's in power is because he cheated blatant in the voting. The whole thing was scandalous because that Bush bitch got away with it. And now the rest of the world is going to pay for it. Causing more deaths and destruction, unrest and a poor more hunger. Him and his puppet Blair don't care to bumper. The little warmongers supporting 666 numbers and their equations. Spreading propaganda for the nation. Bush and Blair are really Lucifer and Satan. Fuck the members of parliament, Pentagon and White Houses. Prime ministers, presidents, dealing with allegations. They have no evidence. They see with an ism, schism, vision, claiming to wipe out terrorism. They're really terrified of Muslims and trying to wipe out their religion. How come Bin Laden's not dead or in prison? I don't understand. Two of the world's most powerful allies can't even catch one man. Now they're making the same excuses to go and attack Saddam. Look at the drop bombs on Iraq like they did in Afghanistan. But can you tell me what war really achieves? Apart from innocent death, soldiers dying in army fatigues as young as 16, leaving people maimed and disabled. What is two wingless demonic angels, full strings and cables, what they drink and sit round tables. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Listen, Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Blair's a puppet, a few leagues below Fraggles and Muppets. Always trying to chuck it. If Bush got his dick out, Blair would suck it. Can't wait till he kicks a bucket. But he's only gonna be replaced by another little fuckwit. Only interested in war and budgets. But what goes goes around comes around and it's miscarried of justice. Maybe that's why Blair's wife miscarried a child and she lost it. You might say that's so cold that it's frosted, but I'll tell you something, what about the thousands of kids caught up in war dying for nothing? And somewhere in the world today another child dies of starvation, while Tony and Sherry sip champagne planning the next campaign. Blair's and mine is not the same aim, I don't understand him fully. The country's prime minister scared of a presidential bully who says shit like, if you're not with me you must be against me. Makes emotional speeches that are really shallow, hollow and empty. The hunger, these bloodthirsty warmongers, never ceases to amaze. It's getting deep in these days of politicians, sheep little ways. Petty brains until you've been loud and a sad and insane the craze. Why do you believe them little heathens just leading people astray? There's always secret documents because the government's never open. Now they want to inspect Iraqi missiles, they don't know they sold them. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Listen, Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. They don't care. They don't care. This world, it ain't fair. Bush and Blair, they don't care. I hope you all be aware.
We're headed to war in Iraq. the person who gets to decide.
Who gets to decide? Not you.
Not you. Coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance. We're not headed to war in Iraq.
There's a war coming down between my breasts and mine. I don't want no war.
A price, and I'll keep paying. is too weighty.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen, by by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of the Lord.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for recording that often used introduction that was recorded after almost 8 years of doing such an introduction. So what you didn't hear from the recording, of course, was the playlist of the first set of tunes. You heard Anti-Flag doing Anatomy of Your Enemy from the Mobilize CD. The Dixie Chicks did Not Ready to Make Nice after the anti-Dixie Chicks backlash from their anti-Bush remarks. Operation Ivy did Unity from Rock Against Bush Volume 2 CD. The George W. Bush Singers did Welcome and War in Iraq. Life did Bush and Blair, and Public Enemy started off with Son of a Bush, and the Life and Public Enemy tracks were from Volume 1 of Peace Not War. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Part 3 and the conclusion of the trial of George W. Bush. And I can't wait for that to kick in. So that awaits you, along with plenty of goodies. We really had to trim the playlist a lot, and we're postponing for a week playing a track. I know we said we were going to simultaneously play tunes to balance out the heaviness of the message and content by playing tracks from our newly acquired CD series of Love, Peace, and Poetry, which is psychedelic music from the 60s from lesser-known bands from each part of the world. Tonight, we're going to postpone that because there's too many Bush-related songs or just tunes that are relevant to this trial and these times in which we live in. So, having said that, we're going to conclude the trial tonight, cover some news and miscellaneous other things, get to as much as we have time for, and get underway. Let's see. We're going to have a better copy of the Reverend's Anniversary Show from February 22nd. So we're going to need patience, and we have a good recording of it. It's just a question of getting it to the radio for all people. And but that is in the works, so there will be a decent copy of that. The first two parts of the trial of George W. Bush in stereo are currently at radioforall.net. And, of course, the links to these shows and pretty much everything is at reverendbookburn.com. And write to me, revbookburn@sjcdc.org. And enough people certainly have. We had a lot of great ideas for what to do just in case the defendant was found guilty. And a lot of good feedback, but mostly a lot of good ideas in advance, which is even better. So that lies ahead. We are probably going to have part of the latest play by Nancy McLernan of Murgatroyd Productions, a sibling of ours and longtime supporter. And that is entitled Personal Jesus, and we'll keep you posted about that. That is brand new news. We have no birthdays to announce, so that's pretty cool. And let's see, we should announce the upcoming shows and schedule, because there are some dates where we just plain can't have the show going with all the other stuff that's going on. There is a show next Sunday night on March 22nd, and it is the exact day of the 1972 anniversary of Bill Baird versus Eisenstadt. The Baird versus Eisenstadt Supreme Court decision legalized birth control for non-married people and set the primary legal precedent for Roe versus Wade that legalized abortion. Largely written out of so-called pro-choice history, for reasons we can only speculate to those kinds of movement people. Well, the movement deities. The average person who goes into these movements is well-intentioned. But the leaders and the writers and all that kind of stuff. You can get that kind of history at prochoicelig.org. And we're going to go into it in detail, plus celebrate it. And we have a killer playlist for that show. It's next Sunday night, National Right to Privacy Day 2009, here at voltaradio.com. And in 2 weeks, there is no show. That's going to be an all work on the animation project weekend, in which we are intending to devote as much time as working people can for getting this Reverend Bookburn animation show off the ground. And you'll hear the theme song again tonight, by request, mostly from those two guys who look like they're barely conscious over there, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. So no show in 2 weeks. On April 5th, I'm not sure what we're going to name the show, but on April 5th, we're going to do our show in which the theme pertains to an advocacy for legalizing marijuana and freeing the weed prisoners. And that's going to be on April 5th. And you know we'll get you a good and juicy soundtrack to that. No show on April 12th due to busyness. And no show on the actual birthday weekend, on the 19th because there's too much happening, and which we're not busy, but we're just doing all kinds of crazy shit. And then the Reverend Bookburn birthday show. Yes, an annual tradition here. Is going to be on April 26th. And we don't know yet what that's going to entail. Or who's going to be around. If Hippie John is going to be around or anyone else. But the birthday show will be on April 26th. All right. Let's see. We need to get ready for the trial. Which means we need the theme song from Dark Shadows in the background. I can't even tell if it's working. Oh well. If you can hear it, you're hearing the theme song to Dark Shadows. The presiding judge in the trial of George W. Bush is Judge Anthony Scalion. The prosecutor is Nancy Pelosi. And the attorney for the defense is Johnny Cochran.
The Honorable Judge Anthony Scalion is now coming into the courtroom. Be seated.
Does the defense have any witnesses at this time before we conclude this trial?
Yes, Your Honor. I, Johnny Cochran, would like to present character witnesses, since we have proven my defendants, my clients' incompetence through the use of gloves that did not determine guilt or innocence, but merely to prove that my client is too much of a dumb fuck to be able to put on the gloves. I now want to bring out character witness number one. I call to the stand a man who, even though he hasn't been funny for decades, can still officially be called a comedian. I call to the stand Dennis Miller. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you Santa Claus?
I do.
Mr. Miller, is it true that you are a failed comedian who's about as funny as a turd from Rush Limbaugh in the Punch Bowl?
Yeah, that's true. I haven't been funny since I did Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
And what do you want to say about the defendant who was sitting right over there, twiddling his tongue and sniffing every 5 seconds what looks like baby powder?
I agree with you all.
Well, I stopped being funny when I started buying into all of the fear and hysteria talk. And so I became an advocate of war. And I became a spokesperson for the people who needed a voice. Because there weren't enough right-wing pundits and talk show hosts. So I decided that I should just repeat what the Bush regime was saying and kind of be like an echo, as well as providing a full endorsement for their agendas.
Okay, and do you think that my client deserves to be convicted or punished in any way?
Oh, no, sir. I do not.
All right. Thank you. That will be all.
Ms. Pelosi, do you wish to cross-examine?
No, Your Honor. I think enough of the court's time has been wasted with that simpleton. on the stand?
Yes, Your Honor. I have other witnesses. Hold on. I got a cell phone call. I forgot to turn it off, sorry. OJ, what are you doing calling me here? No, I can't get you out of this. You dumb fuck. Nobody can get you out of the mess you're in now. Besides, you still owe me money. I should have gone over there with that group you were working with into your house. When are you going to pay me? Alright, I'm in court. I'll talk to you later. Your Honor, I wish to call another character witness and a man who has been prestigious in his part of the world and whose father has been a close business ally with the defendant's father and also oil rich. I call to the stand Osama bin Laden. Mr. Bin Laden, you have been... Phew, you need a bath. Mr. Bin Laden, you have been one of the leading figures in the opposition to our nation. Not in Iraq, but in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. And you certainly are an influence over a lot of people. Would you say it's in the interests of the people in your part of the world to convict and punish or bring about any harm to the defendant?
Oh no, I definitely do not. First of all, his father and my father are business associates. Second, his father and former President Reagan and Oliver North helped build our organization when we were fighting the Soviet Union after they invaded our nation. And third, the defendant has been the best thing that ever happened to our organization. We've grown by leaps and bounds. We stopped being marginally relevant and became a world-famous force, thanks to him. He has been our buddy, and we were sorry to see him leave office. And we don't think that he should be punished in any way. In fact, it is the perspective of Al-Qaeda that he be heavily rewarded. He's welcome to come to our cave anytime, especially if he still has some of that good blow. But if not, he could just bring some of his better bottles of finer liqueurs.
Thank you, Mr. Bin Laden. And I want to call one final character witness, since I can't produce any witnesses to produce innocence, or even the mildest perception of innocence. Your Honor, I'm sure you've heard of this man. He was featured in this socialist propaganda film called It's a Wonderful Life. But as negatively as he was portrayed in that movie, he is a very well-respected and successful banker named Mr. Potter. Mr. Potter, could you come up to the stand, please?
You're gonna have to speak up.
Mr. Potter, are you familiar with the defendant?
Oh, yeah. I've done business with the Bush family for generations.
Would you say that he is the kind of man who deserves conviction or punishment, not just due to incompetence, but in terms of character?
Oh no. He does not deserve any of that. He's been a friend of bank kingpins all along. The problem with this nation now is that they're looking negatively at the bankers and the corporations that made this nation great. His policies have benefited us, and even if they haven't benefited anybody else, he's made the world safe for global looting and building even greater wealth for the already extremely wealthy. That's why I'm so embarrassed that my great-grandson, Harry Potter, and the Marijuana Stone has gone off the deep end. I had to get his girlfriend, Hermione, I think that's how you call her, to service some of these Bush regime people so that they would start bailing our banks out. Because unlike the poor and the middle class, the only socialism that's appropriate for this nation is socialism for the upper 1%. And we needed her to go down on them so that they would give us a bailout, so that we could maintain things as we've known it. Alright, thank you, Mr. Potter. And I'm very sorry about how you were portrayed in that horrible, horrible movie. Miss Pelepsy, any questions for Mr. Potter?
No, thank you, Your Honor.
Alright.
I have heard all of the evidence presented by the prosecution and by the defense. And for the defendant who was charged with so many charges that it's two fucking pages full of handwriting that I can barely read under this light, regarding the economy, regarding the environment of America, regarding the deregulation of product safety, regarding freedom, regarding liberty, regarding justice, regarding war, war crimes, murder, terrorism, crimes against humanity, treason, lies to the nation, abuse of power, wars for profit, neglecting the needs of the vets, the shredding of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and close association with scumbags, from Enron to pedophile priests to Mark Foley
to Senator David Diaperman Bitter and the other VIP clientele of the late D.C. Madam, Pastor Ted Haggart, Senator Larry Craig, close associates with other known criminals including Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, Donald Rumsfeld, Condi Rice, Blackwater, and the aforementioned corporate white-collar criminals from Enron and beyond, for being a hoe of corporate America. George W. Bush, you are convicted of all charges. There is virtually no compelling or mitigating circumstances. There is virtually no case for reasonable doubt. There is virtually no case for defense of your actions and your damage that will affect this nation for generations to come, for escalating a pattern of behavior that started with Ronald Reagan when it came to deregulating corporate America and allowing the common person to be fucked in the ass without lube with a giant stick. You are convicted on all counts of fucking the nation royally, without consent, without foreplay, and without lube. Therefore, it is my duty to pass on the sentence. And based on the sentencing guidelines of the judiciary system and the suggestions by Pastor Rex, Mr. Cat, Mr. Scott, Bones from Club Meth Bands in Washington, Carlito Brilliante, and others who've worked diligently for ideas in the pursuit of justice, you are sentenced to be transported in bondage to Guantanamo to fill some of the empty cages. And while you are there, you are going to be punished not by Blackwater, but by Mistress Morning Glory of Pennsylvania, who shall be instructed herewith by this court to tickle your ass with a feather and administer further punishment as she sees fit. This is to begin immediately after this show tonight, because I understand you're going to be on the air later. Do you understand?
I don't think so, but I'm going to have my lawyer, Johnny Cochran, explain it to me. Remember, and if
thou wilt, forget. All right, let your lawyer explain it to you. Because you are convicted of all charges, and you are convicted of being partially responsible for retarded people believing that rather than your regime striking the final blow to the nation's economic infrastructure, that it is really the fault of the new stimulus package that includes social services instead of your so-called bailout and corporate welfare to the elite. And because retarded people believe and repeat that, you are to get further humiliation from Mistress Morning Glory of Pennsylvania.
All right. One thing about court is you're ready for some tunes as soon as it ends. If it came through, Dark Shadows is in the background. I couldn't hear it. And we're going to play set two. And come back to you immediately afterwards. We're going to play tracks from MDC. Now, on every MDC record, there has been a change in the name of the band. So they weren't always Millions of Dead Cops. When MDC recorded the album under the name Magnus Dominus Corpus, or Corpses of the Ultimate Dominators, in this century, on DOA's Sudden Death Records label, suddendeath.com, they recorded a lot of great tracks, including this next one, which is entitled The Ballad of G.W.
Come listen to the story about a boy named Bush. His IQ was zero, his head was up his tush. He drank like a fish, he drove a car about. It didn't really matter, cause his daddy bailed him out. DUI, that is, criminal record, cover up. The first thing you know, little Georgie goes to Yale. Can't spell his name, but they never let him fail. Spends all his time hanging out with student folk, and that's where he learns how to snort a line of coke. Blow, that is, white gold, nose candy. Say, George, stay home with ma'am. Let the common people get maimed and get scarred. We'll buy you up a spot on the Texas National Guard. Cush, that is, country clubs, nose candy. 20 years later, George gets a little bored. Trades in the booth, says, Jesus is my Lord. He said the White House is the place I want to be. So he called his daddy's friends, they called the GOP. Gun owners, that is, Falwell, Jesse Helms. The election ran late. The kinfolk said, Jeb, give the boy your state. Don't let the colored folks get anywhere near the polls. So they put up barricades so they couldn't punch their holes. Chads, that is, Duval County, Miami-Dade. All the votes were counted, all the five Supremes stepped in. Told all the voters, hey, we want our George to win. Stop counting votes was their solemn invocation. And that's how little Georgie got his coronation. Rig, that is, illegitimate, no more authority. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Thrills George W. Bush, of course, is against abortion, except in the case of rape, incest, or if one of his daughters gets pregnant. You know, he's just, again, this pandering. He's for prayer in the schools, although he doesn't want people to pray for taxing the churches. That he was asked, who is your favorite political philosopher? And he said, Christ. I mean, that's what he said out loud. What he almost blurted out was, Christ, what kind of question is that? But George W. Bush is, when he was endorsed by Dan Quayle, Quayle also handed him the mantle of America's dumb guy icon, and he's taken his place now. So it used to be Dan Quayle that you'd get the dumb guy quotes from, but now it's George Bush. At one time, he wanted to say that John McCain is riding his high horse by taking the low road. Instead, he said, McCain can't take the high horse and then claim the low road. You know, and he thinks he's making a point. It's very bizarre. But, I'll tell you how dumb George W. Bush is. Because, first of all, he's afraid that all of the cocaine that he did in his college fraternity days might still be in his system now. And he heard that there's going to be random drug tests. And so he didn't quite know what to do about it until he discovered that there is this place in Austin, Texas, his home state, that manufactures dehydrated urine. Now, this is real urine taken from 16-year-olds who have never even had an aspirin. And then they dehydrate it, and you get a yellow powder that is drug-free urine that you can take for your tests. And you know, you can store it in a condom and then just use it. Or if they watch you at, like, a man at the urinal, they can stand right near the urinal, and they have, like, this tube. And so the urine comes out of the tube. Or they actually have sort of like a plastic fake penis. So that if they're watching over you, you know, standing right next to you, they see it coming out of that. Except that just recently in San Antonio, a prisoner, had been a prisoner, and these were the parole people who gave him the drug test, saw that there was a difference, because this was a dark-skinned Mexican-American who had a bleached pink penis. Not only was it not spraying ordinarily, but it was more like a sprinkler that you see in the garden. And then the case was clinched when he dropped it to the floor. So he didn't do too well with that. But here's how dumb George W. Bush is, because, see, the instructions come with the powdered urine. Just pour it into a cup, add warm water, and stir, and then it's ready to have your drug-free test. So George W. sent away for the powdered urine, comes back. He heard there was going to be a drug test that day, so he opens it up, pours the yellow powder into the cup, and then he pees in it.
This is Dr. Greed, and when I'm not laughing at Medicaid patients with my henchperson, Igor and Drag, or trashing the outside of my clinic, or mocking urban patients, I listen to my favorite band of the week, Green Day, doing their song for Bush entitled American Idiot.
America. None of the Bush administration is not sexy people. None of them. Not even Laura Bush. Who I think Laura Bush is pretty, but you know her pussy tastes like Lysol. Do you see why I was disinvited to the Democratic National Convention? Because I'm dangerous. I speak the truth. I know there are a lot of mans in here who have no idea what pussy tastes like. Girl, never had, never will. Okay. Girl, I'm allergic. If I even have a little itty bitty tiny itty bitty piece of pussy, my throat will swell up. Oh, girl, I could die. See, I got my bracelet. I don't want to give the impression that pussy has a pine aftertaste. It's better than Barbara Bush. That's just straight up mothballs. That's a mouthful of Bengay. That's what that is. My whole face is numb. I'm probably gonna get shot. So enjoy it while you can. I'm just so angry and frustrated at Americans because so many people turned out to vote for George Bush just so they could be sure gay people would not get married. That they hated the idea of gay marriage so much they would rather have Bush for president than anything else. I mean, it's just insane to me. And it's the Christian groups, you know, these Christian family groups who are out of control. They have really, these Christian groups, they have lost their minds. Even Satanists are saying, wow, you guys are being really mean. But these Christian groups, they're always up to some kind of bullshit. You know, they're either trying to sneak Terry Schiavo a Happy Meal. Or going off about, SpongeBob is gay! SpongeBob is a sponge. Obviously, transsexual. They're so busy all the time. I'm like, shouldn't you be preparing for the rapture? aren't you supposed to be leaving soon?
Mr. Speaker, Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, distinguished citizens and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, terror, burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, and rape. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die.
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 I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. They slaughter. They slaughter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have
Hard Knock Radio
in the house tonight, and they just got back from Washington D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
Move, push, get out the way. Get out the way before we all strike. Move, push, get out the way. Get out the way, push, get out the way.
You know much of the public just doesn't like you. It has to be evident, the situation's critical. You're in trouble once P. Diddy becomes political. You have to be getting nervous, you're running out of options. You've forgotten your purpose, your approval rating dropping. You convinced the public on reasons to fight the war. And most of us got the truth courtesy of Michael Moore. Now it's being questioned, along with the humanity. How come out of those enlisted, none are from your family? I heard that you were even a past draft dodger, a puppet to make the Gulf War last longer. Your cardboard cutout, a laughable imitation. The first president to call slavery immigration. To every black person, that's a slap in their faces. But unsurprisingly, most of your actions are racist. Taking orders from your conservative faction on Dr. King Day, opposing affirmative action. Now that's ill. You must be intimidating to those two house Negroes in your administration. Now let's be honest and straight with the facts. You read 1984 and called it the Patriot Act. I'm glad that now you're paying attention to detail. The weapons of mass destruction are traveling through email. You talk a good game, but jack the rhyme. On my block, there's plenty of children left behind. For some reason, they don't benefit from your initiatives.
Nope.
Evident, you don't view them as being significant. You spend so much time with the media placating. You would think you were retired by how much you vacation. Yo, but hold up. 9/11 provided the right time for you and your cronies to begin building your pipelines. What goes next is we enter a new crisis. A fake war and an OPEC raises the fuel prices. Now Americans no longer drive when they want, because it costs $2 a gallon at the pump. Your invasion of Iraq was at the top of your policy. Your mockery disguises a means to promote democracy. Topically, I can't understand it, man. What happened to the Taliban and the war in Afghanistan? I thought we were fighting against the terrorists. Now you diverted attention by attacking gay marriages. The truth is out. Start severing your ties. Stop peddling your lies. You're a devil in disguise. It's enough that the sick can't even afford their medicine. Then you propose to cut the benefits to veterans. In 2000, you had most of my hands tied. But my people will never again be disenfranchised. Your voting base is gone. They won't be there to aid you. And your brother nor Catherine Harris will be there to save you. Sincerely, the verbal tech, equipped with strong facts. Add me to the blacklist right under Linda Ronstadt, motherfucker. Yeah, verbal tech. Slambush.net. That's how it goes.
Until I die, my people
people was born slaves. Revolution till I die, my people was born slaves. Revolution till I die, my people was born slaves. Mr. President, please can you change your ways? You got a cage for every young brother with braids. Created hella diseases and they was all man-made. Look like the valley of the grave, it ain't nothing but death. You sell your soul for the fast cars and wealth. You see the street life look like it's so attractive. Tell the truth in the booth, don't be the typical rapper. See the truth is the youth is in such a disaster. Listen to your pastor while they eulogize. Got your mama in the church on the front row crying. And it's a shame, tell me why we scared of change. And you ain't really happy, partner, you just stuck in the game. It's like the same old cycle revolving doors. I keep my head to the street cause revolution is war. They trying to sell me a dream, but my name ain't Dr. King. I let my nine ring, street soldiers grab your guns. And we've been shooting for years, but been hitting the wrong ones. Look in my eyes, tell me why my people despise. Why you been fighting your wars, we've been trying to survive. You wasting innocent lives, so who's committing the crime? There's no justice, every day my niggas are getting down. I hate the police, cause they the biggest gang on the streets. Until my niggas need a peace, it'll never be peace. You see my neighborhood corroded, crack gangs and drugs. They set up traps for the blacks when we slaying they drugs. It's no joke, see for yourself, they own the boats. But gave my cousin 25 just for slanging. It's all real, so exercise your right to appeal. They trying to lock us all up until they jails is filled. Mr. President, you know you can't break my will. Hitler made the Jew slaves, we was raped and killed. Made a study in history, it was part of your plan. Three-fifths of a man, so now we subhuman. You wrote it in the Constitution of American laws. And there it is, black and white, half man, half dog. You can't erase the mistakes that you made from your flaws. You got your eyes on me, so I'm watching my back. Ghetto streets of America, we under attack. That's why I walk the neighborhood with a fofo strap. I let my nine ring, street soldiers grab your guns. And we've been shooting for years, but been hitting the wrong ones. Look in my eyes, tell me why my people despise. Why you been fighting your wars, we've been trying to survive. You wasting innocent lives, so who's committing the crime? There's no justice, every day my neighbors dying. I hate the police, cause they the biggest gang on the streets. Until my get a peace, it'll never be peace. Look at the hate you gave, so screw minimum wage. I got one foot in the hood, the other foot in the grave. We trying to make it out, my people shout, freedom is on. The rap game ain't been the same since Machiavelli been gone. It's time to fight, tell me why they trying to censor my mic. I spit the real issue, whether wrong or right. My AK start blasting, planes start crashing. Then maybe you'll listen to us young ghetto. Put the tab playing for keeps, so we release the police. And tell my whole thug nation, pick up your heat. And all my real gorillas know exactly what to do. We got our AKs and Tech Nines aimed at you. Like it's the thing to do, release the blasting. That's why I stay strapped with my finger on the trigger till we all get a piece. This should never subside. To every thug and every ghetto, take a stand and ride. I let my nine ring, street soldiers grab your guns. And we've been shooting for years, but been hitting the wrong ones. Look in my eyes, tell me why my people despise. Why you been fighting your wars, we've been trying to survive. You wasting innocent lives, so who's committing the crime? There's no justice, every day my niggas are getting on. I hate the police, cause they the biggest gang on the streets. Until my niggas get a piece, it'll never be peace. I let my nine ring, street soldiers grab your guns. And we've been shooting for years, but been hitting the wrong ones. Look in my eyes, tell me why my people despise. Why you been fighting your wars, we've been trying to survive. You wasting innocent lives, so who's committing the crime? There's no justice, every day my niggas are getting on. I hate the police, cause they the biggest gang on the streets. Until my niggas get a piece, it'll never be peace. Push gotta go, push gotta go. George, push gotta go. Push gotta go, push gotta go. George, push gotta go.
This is Congresswoman Barbara Lee. When I'm not throwing down on the floor of Congress, looking out and fighting for your rights, I'm listening to Hard Knocks Radio.
With the global fire season.
Yeah.
Heard the Damned doing Liar. What better song to play for the defendant, now convict? Before the Damned, you heard AK9 doing Let My Nine Ring. Verbal Tech did Dear Mr. President, and Hard Knock did Intro. Those three tracks from the Slambush mixtape. The official mixtape from slambush.net. Before that, you heard Margaret Cho doing Laura and Barbara Bush from her Assassin comedy CD. Green Day did American Idiot. Paul Krasner did George W. Bush from his Campaign in the Ass comedy CD. Before Paul Krasner, we started off with MDC doing The Ballad of GW and Destroying the Planet. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is part three of the trial of George W. Bush. And if you tuned in late, George W. Bush was convicted tonight here on the show by Judge Anthony Scalia in a case prosecuted by Nancy Pelosi and defense attorney Johnny Cochran. He was defended of two whole pages full of charges and sentenced to be transported in bondage to Guantanamo, where he is to be further punished at the hands of Mistress Morning Glory of Pennsylvania, who was instructed by the court to tickle his ass with a feather and administer further punishment as she sees fit. And if there's any doubts about that, we at The Reverend Is In can assure you that she is well qualified to implement the punishment for the convict. So the feather is merely going to be a phase one of the implementation of the punishment and the pursuit of justice. So that is the future that awaits George W. Numbnuts, Cokehead, Enron Ho, Corporate Stooge, War Criminal, Piss Poor, Impersonator, a Forrest Gump, Bush, Member of a third generation crime family that dates back to his father, who fucked the nation with Ronald Reagan and deregulated corporate America and the free market capitalists that fucked the entire nation and the entire world, as well as head of the CIA, where he was an assassin and director of covert wars and terrorist wars against civilians on at least six continents. Grandson of Prescott Bush, who, like Henry Ford and other pillars of corporate America, financed and supported the rise of the Third Reich in the name of being anti-communism, and profited from the camps of old Germany. Bush has been further convicted of bringing a national embarrassment to national prominence by bringing Laura Bush into the White House. And he was also convicted of raising two drunk retards who seem to have more of their father's genes than their mother's, although really it was a pretty sad gene pool. So, all of those charges resulted in conviction. He was also convicted of being partially responsible for the corporate media and for leading retarded people to believe that rather than his regime striking the final blow to the nation's economic infrastructure, that it was really the fault of the new stimulus package, including social services in said package, as opposed to just strictly sending all of the money to corporate welfare and the bailouts. I gotta tell you that this was a lot more fun, at least to do it, than watching the hopelessly boring court TV shows, or even worse, the moral courts, or that truly sick fuck, Judge Judy, who said no clean needle exchange programs that decrease the rise of the AIDS epidemic and hepatitis C. Let them all have dirty needles and die. Publicly, it's a documented quote. So rather than watching assholes like that or the moral court, God, even the name, this was a trial that should happen. It's one of the most deserved trials in the entire nation, much more so than a lot of people who are getting screwed by the justice system but can't afford to fight it, or people who have committed far less offenses, which is pretty much everybody, because I can't even imagine even real criminals being as intensely damaging to the public and to the earth and to animals and to the people of the nation and the people of the world as the people who were a part of the Bush regime, or identical but smaller scale versions of Bush regime people, including their media mouthpieces, including Rush, Hannity, O'Reilly, Coulter, Savage, many television evangelists, and so many others. Okay. We are a little further along time-wise than we planned, so I'm going to stop outlining the conclusion of the trial and how that went and get on to the third set of music. The band is in the background, and this is a track by Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls entitled Send George Bush a Pretzel.
George was in the White House watching his TV, chewing on a pretzel and drinking his iced tea, when suddenly he choked and passed out upon the ground. There was a bruise upon his cheek and scratches all around. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day, send it with best wishes and send him on his way. The Secret Service came, they took the pretzel in. They kept the pretzel up all night, interrogated him. The pretzel said, I'm innocent, my story you must hear. It wasn't an iced tea he drank, it was an ice cold beer. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. From the ACLU, the media just ate it up, the rumors wildly flew. The president responded in a twisty, wisty way. The pretzel is a terrorist, send him to Guantanamo Bay. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. From Iraq. Some say North Korea, they know it for a fact. But the pretzel and the president are brothers, yes they are. No matter what their differences, they both start with PR. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Okay. Now George said send $1 so Afghani kids can eat. But the only thing he sent cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush a pretzel and do those kids some good.
You should.
So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him the best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way.
Right.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's not easy to sit in a courtroom, even if it's a part of a radio show. But I wanted to participate in this to show that I too am interested in justice. And even though I didn't understand most of the court proceedings, and I reverted back to coke and booze, I still wanted to hear the grievances of the American people who mistakenly believed that my administration was responsible for fucking up the economy and the environment, human and animal rights, and social justice. But I'm here to say that I am most looking forward to Mistress Morning Glory of Pennsylvania tickling my ass with a feather. That'll be just like the old D.C. Madam days with Senator David Diaperman Veterans. Oh, Johnny Cochran is telling me to shut up now.
We recognize our greatest security is found in the relentless pursuit of these cold-blooded killers. The front of the new war is here in America. We're fighting a war against evil.
Countries are down on the U.S., a land of mass consumption, our lives filled with excess. But my daddy wasn't fighting on Normandy that day for the right to drive a Hyundai. I refuse to live that way. And I'm proud to be an American who gets just 5 mpg. Though I live alone, the car I own can seat 103, and I'll gladly park so close to you when you pull out you can't see. No, I'll never trade my Escalade. God bless my SUV. Well, the road may have congestion, but hey, I'll get there alive. So don't pester me with questions like, what would Gandhi drive? And you won't catch me in Starbucks if I need a drink or a snack. When I bought this ship, she came equipped with a Starbucks in the back. And I'm proud to be an American with a car that fits my rear. The cash I put down could have fed a town in Somalia for a year. I'd gladly go and fight Saddam. He'd lose a war with me. You'll be stuck in mud when he sends his scud, but not my SUV.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming soon to a record store near Baghdad, direct from their sold-out tour of Iraq, it's the group that's mind-sweeping the nation. Please give it up for Hans Blix and the Inspectors!
the shores of Eve, past the reefs of green, through the smiles of heat. Sail on, sail on, sail on, sail on. It's coming to America first, the cradle of the best and of the worst. It's here they got the range and the machinery for change, and it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Yeah. This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying I hope you all have a fine Thanksgiving and that your bird is stuffed well. Did you notice, even though my dear President Bush threw Rummy off the ship, that he told him, "Don't float away too far, Rummy. I still have a Presidential Medal of Freedom to pin on you." Yes, sir. I'm starting to get suspicious about every time he opens his mouth and says, "You're doing a fine job," that it's like the mafia kiss of death. Not long after he utters those words, baby, you're gone. So let's get back to the fun stuff. Tomcat getting married in Italy. That's important news, isn't it? But besides that, let's just remember, if Jeffrey Dahmer had been a Republican, I'd have had to tell him to stop having dinner with young boys. We lost everything. Get too old for this.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have no runner-ups. Sunday, March 15th, 2009, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and Radio4All.net. We have no runner-ups to Asshole of the Week. We just have one very special recipient. Tonight, Bernard Madoff. Yes, the Bernard Madoff, who was recently paraded in front of the media in handcuffs, not for pleasure, but for being convicted of being one of the largest banking corporate scam artists of modern times, ripping people off to the tune of billions of dollars that hopefully will be seized and going into safety net and social services and the neediest of people. Like the Bush trial that should have happened that we did tonight, this is a trial that deserves to happen more than 99% of the other real trials, and the sentence should be proportionate to that which people who cannot afford lawyers get for a fraction, a minute fraction of comparable crimes. His sentence should be lengthy and assets frozen, and hopefully some of the people devastated by him and by all corporate criminals. Hey, where's the fart sounds? We need fart sounds for us all the week. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
do one of those, man.
That's better. So that all of his fellow criminals, from Wall Street to the banks to corporate America, see actual justice and actual change, which is more urgent than any little insignificant piss-ass case. Bernard Madoff, you are asshole of the week. Okay, we don't need to fart sounds anymore. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Whore, her 2006 version, the most recent version there is. Before that, Articles of Faith did Buy This War and American Dreams. Vic Bondi did an old Creedence Clearwater Revival song that was also the name of a book about George W. Bush called Fortunate Son. Leonard Cohen did Democracy from the Future CD. The Capitol Steps did God Bless My SUV. Ministry did No W. The Offspring did Baghdad. And the Ministry and Offspring tracks were from Volume 1 of Rock Against Bush. Before that, you heard Reverend Book Burns' animation theme. And started off with Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls doing Send George Bush a Pretzel. That's right, we forgot about that for the trial when he allegedly choked on a pretzel and passed out and wasn't really drinking. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been the trial of George W. Bush, Part 3. Convicted on all counts. Sentenced to Guantanamo, where Mistress Morning Glory of Pennsylvania will tickle his ass with a feather and escalate in the punishment that she deems necessary. And we're going to watch, or at least watch the video, and or the animated version. And that will be fun. But more importantly, it was important because the spineless wimps known as the fake opposition party known as the Democrats are not pushing for investigations and prosecutions into the crimes of the criminal Bush regime. So we did the trial that should happen, and even though we had some fun with it, it is something that really should happen and is more urgent than any real trial, with the exception of Madoff's trial, of course. Next week on The Reverend Is In, National Right to Privacy Day. It's on the exact day, it's on the anniversary of Bill Baird's 1972 Supreme Court victory legalizing birth control and paving the way for legal abortion. That is March 22nd, and that is next week. Information about the subject is at prochoiceleg.org, and they could always use a few bucks. And the show will be on the exact anniversary, which is next Sunday night, March 22nd, National Right to Privacy Day, 2009. That is next week's show. In 2 weeks, no show. And on April 5th, we don't have a title yet, but it's going to be in strong advocacy of legalizing marijuana and freeing the weed prisoners. And a big thanks to brilliant and wonderful California Representative Loretta Sanchez once again, this time for calling for the legalization of marijuana in California and further pushing that issue on the front burner. That is the April 5th show, Legalize Marijuana and Free to Prisoners of Weed. No show the subsequent two Sundays because of either busyness or birthday activity. And then on April 26th, Reverend Book Burns' birthday show. Tonight's show should be uploaded in about a week at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. And we're going to have a better copy, a listenable copy of the 8th anniversary show from this past February. And I'm going to attempt to play it again tonight, right after the show ends. Yes, I did fuck it up last week and crashed a playlist. And I'm going to try very hard not to do it again. But I will go back to a Reverend Book Burn Volta Radio promo and then play the February 22nd show or attempt to do so. And there's always updated information as well as a lot of goodies and links at reverendbookburn.com, YouTube channel, youtube.com/revbookburn, on MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. Writes and feedback, ideas for forthcoming shows or whatever to revbookburn@sjcdc.org. I'm going to play a closing track, a closing kind of two tracks that seem fitting for the Bush regime nightmare and subsequent noise nightmare from the Rush Gang by Hopeless Dregs of Humanity. The introduction, followed by It's Time to Rock. Good night. This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
Evening here at the Owl's Roost.